You're listening to Activating Enterprise, our series here on RNIB Connect Radio, in which we find out how sometimes a life-changing event can become catalysts for positive change when it comes to career opportunities. In this episode, actor, voice coach, and aerialist Karina Jones talks learning belly dancing in Egypt, performing with a Royal Shakespeare Company, and overcoming obstacles to achieving her dream of performing on stage.
My name's Karina Jones. I'm primarily an actor, but I'm also an aerialist, a voice coach, and belly dancer. So yeah, different hats. When I was in school, I'd either wanted to be an actor or a vet. And when I was 13, my sight went. I went from being fully sighted to having no central vision and just vision around the edges. So I thought, being a vet's out. But there's nothing going to stop me practically from being an actor. I was discouraged at every turn, and I can understand why, because it's a precarious profession. There's not a lot of security in it, and it's difficult for anyone, never mind someone who's registered blind. But I was persistent, and it's what I really wanted to do. So I knew that if I did anything else, I wouldn't be happy. I tried to get into drama schools. And at the time, there was no one disabled in drama schools. It was basically, there's not a career out there for you. There's no point in us training you because there's no one being employed. So that was considered a ridiculous career to go into. So I couldn't get into a drama school. So I did a degree in drama and English. I did a BA honours in Liverpool University. I chose it because it had a lot of performance. It was hard logistically to get the qualifications to go there, the GCSEs and A-levels. I went to a mainstream school and didn't have a visually impaired unit. Once I got into university, the acting side I loved. It was, you know, it was great. Found at the time, you know, getting the text was probably the biggest challenge that I had. There's a union for British Actors Equity. And a few years ago, you had to be a member of Equity to work, but you couldn't work until you were a member of Equity. It was kind of a catch-22. Now, it's much easier. You can work without an Equity card. Lots of people would come in and do different kind of jobs, which were vaguely performance-related. You had to do so many gigs to warrant you getting an Equity card. So I became a belly dancer. I'd done ballet, tap and modern growing up. So I went to Egypt to learn. So I learned and came back and did a lot of Greek and Turkish restaurants around the country. It gave me a start in performing and managing myself as a small business. And also got the Equity card, which I needed. Then I started off in things like profit share, all sorts of things like that. And then Grey Eye were really good. Grey Eye Theatre Company. I did a lot of workshops. We'd get workshops with people like Richard Wilson and Catherine Hunter. You know, made a huge difference. And later on, Grey Eye did a course called The Missing Piece, which was a professional course. I did every course imaginable. Tried to build up a network. And eventually, yeah, started to get work in disability theatre. Companies like Fittings, Multimedia, Grey Eye, and Grey Eye co-productions I did with Payne's Plough and Frantic Assembly. Then I thought, I'd really like to do some more. I'd like to do a master's. I decided to do one in voice studies. Did that in Central in 2010. Still the same old headaches about getting all the books. It was enough to put me off of teaching voice. It was difficult. I've heard that they've made a lot of changes to that now, so I do hope so. And I carried on, and I've been really lucky as an actor, and I've worked for a lot of different theatre companies and done a lot of different shows, including the Royal Shakespeare Company. I was the first visually impaired actor with their company. I went on as the understudy in As You Like It as Jaques for about 3 weeks, actually. Done other Shakespeare before, and I'd done classical texts. And I kind of put that down to the Shakespeare plays were always the ones I could get in recorded format. I studied them more because they were the ones I had access to. Even now, I know Extant Theatre Company are trying, they're working on getting play texts more accessible. So hopefully that will get better. I carried on performing and was doing really well. And in 2012, Grey Eye Theatre Company, again, were looking for performers to train up for the Olympic Paralympic opening ceremony. And I did the training to become an aerialist. I'm from Wales, and I got an opportunity to work with Kate O'Reilly in Water I'm Weightless at the Millennium Centre in Cardiff. So I did that production, but that left a real love for aerial because it was just so freeing, so much fun. So I went to Green Top Circus in Sheffield and trained there and have worked for companies like Extraordinary Bodies. So I've worked as an aerialist, but I kind of would say that I'm an actor who does aerial. And last job that I did, I worked with a director called Amy Leach, who's an associate with Leeds Playhouse. And we did a version of Macbeth, which had audio description built into it. They were sort of seamlessly built in, that and sign language and interpretation. So to be able to move from Grey Eye, when it was very niche, it was a disability theatre company because there was nothing else, to working for a mainstream company like Leeds Playhouse and then making it accessible. I think that the work that them and theatres like them are doing is brilliant. A lot of visually impaired people came to the Leeds Playhouse version, and they could come on any night, any matinee. They weren't limited to one matinee in the run. So that was real progress, and hopefully other directors and other companies will see that way of working and see that it actually makes it more interesting as a show. You know, it's still a difficult thing. I can't sight read, so now I ask for it in a different format. I'll ask my agent, can I have it ahead of time? Recently done an audition where I've had my Victor reader in my ear feeding me the lines, and I'll repeat the lines and do it that way. So I always say there are different ways around things, and I think the industry has gone from somewhere where I felt when I started I didn't even want to reveal that I was visually impaired because of tacit ableism, but now it's getting better, which is so positive. The advice I'd give someone who was visually impaired and wanted to come into the world of acting and theatre, I would firstly say, is there anything else you'd be just as happy doing? Because there aren't many mortgages and long contracts in theatre, and it's more precarious. So you've got to love it. You've really got to love performing. And I think if you love performing and you've got that drive to be a performer, I think you're halfway there. It's great to maybe have a degree which is more flexible, so you can change your mind to as late as possible. And also, I think things are getting better, and just you've got to fight your corner. It's one of the slower industries to become accessible for visually impaired people. So I would say tenacity, keep at it, self-belief, and resilience.
Karina Jones there, sharing her story on our Activating Enterprise series. You can find out more about Karina by visiting karinajones.co.uk. Now, if you would like to get in touch and share your own employment journey, the challenges, the successes, and everything in between, get in touch by email. It's radio@rnav.org.uk.